our, we're part of this ecosystem, this forest ecosystem, and you're harming us as well as, you know, the natural environment that we are a part of. So that's the shift that we're trying to make. But what we realized is a lot, it's actually a cultural problem as well as a legal problem. And I always pose the question to people, does the law change culture or does culture change the law? And so, you know, what we've come to realize with groups like Lane County and Toledo, Ohio, and Columbus, Ohio, and Youngstown, and all the ones throughout the United States that we've worked with, it's a cultural problem too, because our legal system separates nature from humans, but so does our culture. You know, we believe that humans are above nature, that we're separate from it, we're here to manage it. It's a resource for us to just use and exploit for our benefit only. And, you know, not saying and putting blame on it, that's just the culture we've all been born into. And so there's a bigger cultural shift that I think has to happen where people really connect, including the judges and the lawyers and the CEOs of those companies, because that's what I kind of, you know, think about a lot of times, like even with the Great Lakes and what's going on with you guys out there, they have to live there too. They don't see themselves as part of the ecosystem either. And why would you poison? So every permit that the government hands out to a corporation to do some harm to the natural environment, they're actually legalizing and permitting the harm to the humans in that environment as well. But we don't talk about it that way. We don't see it that way. And so there's this also shift in cultural thinking that has to happen, I think, to help the laws change. You know, because I always say, what are the laws? The laws are, should represent the values of the people in that community or where we live. And right now, I think what we have is just laws representing the values of industry and the corporate side of things.
If our listeners are interested in learning more about the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund or the rights of nature more broadly, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can go to our website. So that's just celdf.org. And you'll find lots of information. You can click on Rights of Nature. And there's also, if they're interested in just signing a support letter for the Great Lakes Bill of Rights, because it's not that that's a petition and it's not going to make change like legally, but it's interesting because it's a way to share it with other people just to get the idea across. Because that's the other thing that really hit me after the Lake Erie Bill of Rights and working closely with that effort is that, because what we saw is huge pushback, which you guys also saw in Oregon, right? Like, we don't, even though we have a democracy and you followed all the rules to put a law on the ballot, they find ways to keep it off the ballot. They don't want the people to vote, and they don't want people to learn about these new ideas that might change the status quo system. So the sharing of the idea is really important at this phase in the movement. So that's the reason why we have the support letter, because it also then, if you sign it, maybe you'll say, hey, to your friends, I signed this really interesting, you know, bill. It's in New York, and I know it's not here, but read it, you know, because, and then maybe people there will want to try something. Maybe you can find a legislator in Oregon who will want to, you know, formulate something similar to the Great Lakes and New York Waters bill.
Well, Tish, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I love sharing this idea with as many people as I can. You made that possible.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934. And certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. The Engineering Committee meets on the first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. This month's meeting will be held online through a public video conference. A public link and phone number to attend the meeting can be found on our website at kboo.fm. Please visit our website to verify if a meeting is being held.
Estás escuchando KBOO Portland. El siguiente programa es una retransmisión. Para escuchar los audios de archivo de KBOO, visita nuestra página web en kboo.fm.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio, Low Res Edition. Stick with us as we play you music, throwback interviews, and more. Stay safe, wash your hands, wear a mask, and we'll see you on the other side, Indian Country.
Grandma Nature, Mother Moon.
to the whistling of the loon. I listen to the howling wolf echo throughout the night. I listen to the bark of the seal. He's just a bloody sight.
Listening to Rose City Native Radio. I have our wonderful co-host, Nick Yellowhorse. Nick, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
doing as well as I can. So we have a special guest today. We have Liz Carr from the Strong Hearts Native Helpline. Liz, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. So just to give you a quick overview of what Strong Hearts Native Helpline is, as you may know, American Indian and Alaska Native women suffer some of the highest rates of violence and murder in the United States, a crisis that has diminished the honored status of women and safety in our tribal communities. Unfortunately, in spite of the high rates of violence experienced by American Indian Alaska Native women, only a small percentage were reaching out to us for assistance at the hotline that is run by the National Domestic Violence Hotline. So really what we, a mainstream hotline, if you will. So in response to that low percentage of folks reaching out, Strong Hearts Native Helpline was created by and built to serve tribal communities across the United States. And what it is it's a culturally appropriate, anonymous, confidential, and free service dedicated to serving Native survivors, concerned family members, and friends affected by domestic, dating, and sexual violence. Just really quickly, if you or a family member or friend needs assistance or needs advice regarding your relationship or domestic violence more generally, you can call the Strong Hearts Native Helpline for help by dialing 1-844-7-NATIVE or 1-844-762-8483. You can also visit our website and click on the chat now icon at strongheartshelpline.org, or you can chat directly with one of our advocates online. And we are available daily from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time.
And this is a completely free service, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It's free, anonymous, and available 365 days a year. Currently from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Central, we hope to be expanding in the next year to 24 hours a day. So 100% free. We encourage folks to give us a shout if they need, either through dialing in or through chat.
That's great to know. Correct me if I'm wrong, but due to the current situation we are in due from COVID-19, we are experiencing a higher rate of cases. Am I wrong or am I correct? My understanding, it has spiked because of it.
Well, yeah, we don't have any data that actually indicates that quite yet. I think it's early still in the pandemic, unfortunately, but we do know that the pandemic has had a disproportionate impact on Indian country, and we know that it's impacted our tribal victim programs and shelters as they've had to face additional challenges to kind of avoid disrupting the services for Native victims. You know, it's really hard to say, but in these uncertain times when people are being recommended to stay home, We know that home isn't always a safe place. And we, you know, we believe that the pandemic has really put our relatives in abusive relationships at a heightened risk of violence. You know, they may be facing an escalated risk of violence due to social distancing and to being isolated with their abusive partners. And so while we don't have the data to increase or to indicate that there has been an increase, we believe that we likely will see those crimes and those instances of domestic violence being reported more likely when the pandemic is over. We have seen, just as, you know, some evidence toward our belief, you know, we've seen as some of the stay-at-home orders have been lifted in certain states, we've seen an increase in our calls at Strong Hearts, indicating that, you know, perhaps during the stay-at-home orders, folks weren't able to make that call or chat safely. So we'll, you know, we'll be able to kind of crunch some numbers and figure out what, if there indeed was an increase. But as it seems to us, and data does indicate that in past disasters, domestic violence definitely does escalate during uncertain times. So while we don't have the data to say that, yes, for sure, it is highly likely that, yes, there has been an increase.
What are some things that your organization has been doing in response to the current crisis?
So one of the big things that we did actually was we were able to launch our chat services a little bit more early than we had anticipated because we figured that folks weren't going to be able, they'd be more likely to be able to chat versus making a phone call. And we did see an increase in our website hits. So we thought that, you know, as we were moving along with implementing our chat advocacy, we decided to move it along a little more quickly to be able to provide those services, you know, in a different place. Platform that might be more accessible during this time.
With being able to chat online by going to your website, do you have to create a login or is it just the same instance of being as most anonymous as possible?
Absolutely. It's still anonymous. It's just a click now on the chat now icon. No names or anything like that are shared. So it continues to be anonymous, just like dialing in.
What are some things that people can expect experience-wise when they go to these chats?
Sure. So our advocates are actually at this time 100% Native, and so they really understand some of the cultural differences that a Native survivor may be facing in terms of whether it's jurisdictional barriers or cultural abuse. But our advocates really are there to provide peer support and advocacy, information, education about domestic violence and sexual violence, working on personalized safety planning. They also do crisis intervention. And one of the biggest things that we do is refer to Native-centered domestic violence and sexual violence service providers across the country. So we have direct connections to the shelters and domestic violence service providers that are across the country, whether they're Native or not. But we try to refer folks to Native-centered domestic violence and sexual violence providers if that's what they wish for. So we do quite a bit. I think probably our number one request for service is really that peer support, a listening ear, someone who understands what they're going through and providing that advocacy on the line.
That sounds so fantastic. It's just so exciting to hear. I know, at least like in my personal experience, like that's definitely something that I had been looking for and for a while now, like some sort of service like this, of like being able just to talk to other Natives who can kind of relate on that level of like culturally and spiritually with those, you know, the situations that I've been through in my past. And that's really great to hear. Like when you said you had an all Native staff, I literally just like jump up and down. I was like, yes.
Like we are really proud of our advocates and the work that they do. They're incredible folks, and they work really hard for us. And I will say that during the pandemic, they've really stepped up their game in terms of being able to provide these services remotely from their home. So they are the true heroes, the ones doing the work on the lines, and they provide a really great service.
I also love that you are connected not only to Native-specific service providers, although that, again, that's super rad and I'm very, very excited for that, But I do like that you have managed to create like a network and have connections all across the, you know, the country, I would assume, of like helping people get connection to treatment. I think that's really good, and building that network and talking to each other, right? Like, that's the huge thing, is communication between all these different things and services that we get. Having everybody on the same page is so huge. So I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. We are closely connected to the hotline at the National Domestic Violence Hotline, so we do have access to their database and communicate pretty closely with them on a regular basis. So we do have access to service providers across the country, whether they're Native or not. And we work very closely with them from a policy perspective as well, in terms of trying to educate and advocate for Native survivors and victims in the work that they do from the National Domestic Violence Hotline, because we know that not every Native survivor or victim is going to see our information, and they may reach out to the hotline at the National Domestic Violence Hotline. So it's a continuing progress, work in progress with our mainstream advocates and allies, and we're just really excited to be able to do this work.
Well, that... it's great to have you here. I did want to ask, are there any specific situations or common themes that you, if somebody wasn't too sure about giving a call or chatting with you all, that you would say, yes, please come talk to us?
Yeah, I think it's really important to kind of define what domestic violence is and some of the tactics of domestic violence. It's really a pattern of abuse that can take place in relationships where couples are dating, married, living together, have a child together, or even after the relationship has ended. If you're unsure if you're facing domestic violence, questions you might ask yourself include, does your partner threaten to hurt you or your children? Constantly ask where you are or follow you. Act jealous. Constantly call or text you to check up on you, demand to read through your text or your look through your phone, make jokes about your culture or put you down for being Native, demand that you spend more time with them and less time with family, and pressure you to do things that you may not want to do. So these are, you know, the common tactics of domestic violence. And we really encourage folks to really ask themselves about their relationships and whether or not they're in healthy relationships. And if these things are happening, we encourage you all to reach out to Strong Hearts for some advice from our advocates, who really understand the power and control dynamics of domestic violence tactics.
Sorry, my phone is fighting me. Okay. That's fantastic. Thank you for that. And I think it's important to kind of recognize the signs. You know, a lot of people are questioning, and it's hard to really tell sometimes too, you know, in certain situations, especially with gaslighting and things, it can be difficult to be sure, like, if this is something that you really need to ask for help. And it can be really hard to ask for help, and especially now, you know, with everything going on, the isolation, right? The feeling of isolation and anxiety is so high. So I think it's good to continue to encourage folks to reach out. If there's any time to reach out, now is the time, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why we like getting on your radio shows and try to spread the word as much as possible, because it's okay to have to call, right? It's okay to have to reach out, and that's what we're here for. You know, we encourage you, even if you are a family member who is looking to help, you know, assist another family member, or you're not sure that you are an abuser or you engage in abusive tactics, we welcome you to call into Strong Hearts Native Helpline as well. We do provide those services to, you know, family members as well as folks who may be on the abuser side of the situation. So we're really excited to be able to share this information with you today, and hope that it reaches out to folks in your area more broadly.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk a little bit about the other side of the line, if you will. What kind of training and programs do the folks on the other end of the phone who are working for you, what kind of training do they receive?
So they receive quite a bit of training, and it's unreal, actually. I am not a trained advocate. I am a policy advisor. So I really I cannot believe how much they know and how much they do. They undergo 80 hours of training on domestic violence, on tactics, on providing advocacy. They have continuous training to continue to be updated on the latest information regarding domestic violence. We have advocates who've been in the field for decades, who provided services either in their reservation communities or off reservation communities as direct service providers. And we have advocates who unfortunately have been victimized themselves, so they really understand some of the power control dynamics that are used as tactics by abusers. So, a little bit of real world experience, but lots of hands-on training with, lots of mock calls and that kind of training and things like that.
Nick, any questions?
I think most of my questions have been answered. And again, for everybody listening out there, their phone number, if you'd like to give them a call anytime, is 1-844-762-8483, or you can go online to their website at strongheartshelpline.org. There is a wonderful little chat button in the top right. I'm looking at it here, and it looks very well laid out for anybody who seeks help.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and we also encourage folks to check out our social media pages and share that information along with their social media networks, just to get the word out that we exist and we're here to help.
So if folks wanted to get involved with y'all or support you in some way, what's the best course of action for that?
Yeah, I think visiting our website is the first step. You know, we have a Facebook, we have a Twitter, and we have an Instagram. Of course, we accept donations to continue our work, but also just generally we encourage folks on the ground, tribal leaders, community members, to really support the movement to prevent and end domestic violence. By heightening public awareness around the issues of violence in Indian Country, and really just all, throughout the year, believing survivors, speaking out and taking action against abuse, and making sure that we share supportive resources with our loved ones and communities, to really just put an end to domestic violence forever. You can visit our website. We have lots of resources for folks to check out, for folks who may want to share information with their communities, but other, and donations as well, obviously. But we really we're really just wanting to spread the word to as many people as we possibly can to increase awareness that that domestic violence is a problem in our communities, but it doesn't have to be, and that we're here to help.
Well, Liz, I really appreciate you coming on and letting us know more about who Strong Hearts is and what you do and how it can benefit the Native community all across the nation. From my understanding, you are open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Central Time, correct?
That is correct.
And with that, is there anything else you'd like to mention, or Jack, do you have any other questions?
I think overall, with the COVID situation getting to, where it's at right now, and of course, as you said before, we can probably assume safely that, calls will probably most likely increase as this continues. Do you guys have any, of course you've released certain features early, like the chat function. So what's next for you all? Are you looking at expanding services in another way, or what's the next step here as we move forward into 2021?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things that we plan to do is to expand our services to 24 hours a day. We know that abuse happens more often than not in times that are inconvenient to make a call, so sometimes at night. And at this point, we do what we do when we have a caller call in during our hours that we're not operating, as they direct connect to the National Domestic Violence Hotline. But we really want to be able to provide that service 24 hours a day. So our hope is in 2021 that we're able to expand to be able to do that, provide that service for 24 hours a day, and really just expand awareness about the prevalence of domestic violence in our communities and really take a stride at putting an end to it by creating that level of awareness and providing services to folks who may just need to know that we exist in the first place to be able to call us and get that assistance and direct referral to a service provider near where they live.
Well, I mean, that's definitely, that's a good goal to have, of course. Like, it would be great to have more 24-hour lines like that, and I'm, you know, as things continue on. But having a service like what y'all do is, like, so important. I'm just, like, I can't help but gush. It's just very, I'm just very happy to have you on and to hear about the work that you've been doing, and just very thankful that y'all exist and do what you do. So thank you for existing and doing the work and just, yeah, just for being there. It's very, having resources like this, especially now, you know, like, we're a people who gather, right? Like, we heal through each other, our family, our connections, and to have that kind of severed with social distancing and everything, that can always be really hard on the spirit, not being able to have ceremony or powwow or things like that, for sure. And increases, again, like, part of domestic violence is isolating the person. And when you're told to social distance and quarantine, that's super isolating. So, again, just very thankful to have you on the show and have you here, and we look forward to seeing more from you and hearing from you as you continue to grow. And yeah, any other final thoughts you'd like for our listeners to hear, or if you'd like to plug your website again or any other places they can find you or support your work?
Yeah, absolutely. Just want to say thank you for, you know, having us on today. We're really excited to be able to speak to folks on the West Coast. And, you know, please feel free if you need to give us a call to give us a call at 1-844-7-NATIVE or 1-844-762-8483. You can also chat with us online by clicking the chat now icon on our website at strongheartshelpline.org. Currently, our advocates are available to talk every day from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Central Time. And we'd really like to touch base with you again, perhaps sometime in 2021, and provide some updates on our work and where we're at with expansion.
Yes, absolutely. I really look forward to that. Liz, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Spent my summer in a van. St. Augustine to Michigan. Held my breath, said a prayer. All those people waiting there. I've been searching so long. It lived in me. Tears, thanking grace for bringing us all here. It ain't lonely on the road when there's love everywhere you go. I've been searching so long, it lived in me. I'm a warrior.
Like my mom in the 80s. I got big green, I got big cheese. I'm a apparition always. Halloween, I got what you need. I got
got what you need, but I'm in that position. No, you ain't finding me. So funny how they find you when they need you the most. Like, where were you the other day? I hit you up and you ghost. I got the plug you need, I heard you trying to roll, but you not matching with me if you just trying to boast. I'ma fly back to the 503 and coast to the coast. The way I'm working lately, say I'm doing the most. I say it once and say it twice, can't wait on my goals. I'm the sugar and the cream, I'm not your average Joe, oh no. I got big green, I got big cheese. I'm a apparition, always Halloween. I got what you need, I got what you need, but I'm in apparition, no, you ain't finding me. So nasty, I'm like Rico when he beat it like Kenny. I brought some homegirls with me, but they only drink Henny. Can show you my whole world if you down and you let me, but I don't got a lot of time. If you want extra, it's spendy. When we going out, we always get it for free. Don't drive the boat, I row it, baby, life's just a dream. Our nights are photo worthy, no, my artists agree. I always make these moves, no, I don't gotta convene. I got big green, I got big cheese. I'm a apparition, always Halloween. I got what you need, I got what you need, but I'm in apparition, no, you ain't finding me. I got big green, I got big cheese. I'm a apparition, always Halloween. I got what you need, I got what you need, but I'm in apparition, no, you ain't finding me.
Outcome with you, baby, I can't lie to you. I ain't never really had it like this, so I'm sorry if it seems like I don't try to you. Maybe I ain't been the best for my exes. Maybe I forget to send a message. Baby, you're the only one I'm texting, even though these women try to test it. Maybe I got lost in the way they all scream when they see me, cause they know I got a juice bag. Maybe you been feeling type of way, cause these women throwing shade, cause I give my love to you, babe. Maybe we should not give up right now. Maybe we should make a little love right now. Maybe we should get it, cause we up right now. Baby, I gotta keep it a buck right now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Best I ever had, yeah. Shawty really bad, yeah. It is what it is. Said it is what it is. Another shawty that I made a little song for and slide off. She just wanna love another woman, never got one I can't get my mind off. She the type of woman I can spend my time on, so I spend my time on. Yeah, she the type of woman I've been home to mom, cause she really be the right one. Yeah, say that ring finger for tone, shawty locked, and I know that. All these other women me up doing dirt, it's not a fault, and I know that. But it is what it is. But it is what it is. Yeah.
another day of dawn.
We gotta make a change, make a happy today. But the government's afraid of the NRA.
We gotta make a change, gotta happen today. But the government's afraid of crime that don't pay.
Stand together at the end of the day.
Yeah.
We want legislation, we can speak and pay.
We gotta march together, but at the end of the day, we want prohibition, but get sweet and pay.
Manufacture weapons of mass unification. Subtract the multiples of division across the nation. I can't understand it. We gotta demand it. In an age where we have age limits, how have we not banned it? Is it cause the bandit's the one who got his hand in the pockets of the ones providing guns all on this planet? Stevie said ban the handgun in 95. So know that my love is with you, whether dead or alive. But the conversation, peace of mind, we all trying to find, is as easy as deleting what the gun has inside. But Moneybags McGee be sitting up in his tree, making everything but human life a priority. More upset about NFL players taking a knee than mothers who spend tuition on children's funeral fees. How many is too many? How long is too long? No one hugs a grieving son like Bare Arms at Bare Arms. This is a PSA to USA and NRA, is wash the blood off your hands before you send your thoughts of praise.
You gotta stop making bullets. Stop making bullets.
Holy, hecka, holy, hecka, holy. heka. I'ma do you good, no korero teka. Holy heka. Swat that kitty, just swat that kitty, just taste, 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 taste. Swat that kitty, just swat that kitty, just taste, 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 taste. Holy heka.
In your eyes, in the stool when I sip on rye, I'm too lit and I cannot lie. Seen things make gunmen cry. Been through hell, don't ask me why.
And tear my Chuck Taylors.
I'm a real Nietzsche, my Nietzsche. I'll break the cap on haters. Creator, please answer my prayers. I see all the signs when you holler. Now I may not look like my Bible, but trust me, I look like my Bible. Started from the bottom of the totem pole. Knew that I would be here many moons ago. Killer whale, make a killer, now you don't know. Bougie native, fish and rice in my sushi roll. Can't stop, won't stop till my tick don't tack. Highs left my block. Like a butterfly, warriors. Talk down on my name, but can't talk to my face. I'm child of the moon, I don't give you the time of day. So keep talking that shit. I be on my cinema shit. You ain't gotta like me, cause I love me. Long live my name forever.
On my Dennis Rodman, that's weird, what?
Catch him on the rebound.
Boards, catch him feeling like cords. Going live while I'm cleaning my wards. All these haters wanna flap their lips. Just cut it right now, help me fit in my porch. I was wondering what it feel like being rich, but I guess I have to settle for being this. Second win for the 56th time. I've been in it for the million, go for the Ross Divinus. But I rap it for my knee cheese, and it don't die, they just up in the bleachers. You can see them my features, high cheekbones with my eyes full of ether. Now what do I say? Life is so different, I'm pushing on yay. No packing up bags at 4 in the morning. The phone was just blinging, they calling on me. Don't answer no more. Police is reaching, don't answer the door. They asking their questions, they thinking I'm trapping, I'm pushing record.
Where they at?
walk a million miles to find you. Blistering winds, oh, I'd burn my skin to find you. But all this pain and all this hurt ain't nothing like being apart. When all I want and all I need is to hold you in these arms. I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind. Oh, without you. The clouds break, I'll take it all on. Tremble and shake till my body's warm. I'll climb every mountain, cross every river alone. I'll climb every mountain, cross every river alone. Cause all this pain and all this hurt ain't nothing like being apart. When all I want and all I need is to hold you in these arms. I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind. Oh, without you. Oh, without you. Oh, 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 without you. I'd walk a million miles to find you. Blistering winds, oh, I'd burn my skin to find you.